Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:4-5. The original idea for this song was sent to me by my friend and fellow songwriter, Jacob Suter. While he was helping produce a live worship album in the UK, the Holy Spirit was moving in a unique and powerful way. One night, conversation was stirring around what God had been up to that day. A seasoned leader in the UK worship movement began to speak about how the church in Britain has a unique quality to collectively know how to wait on the Lord. He proceeded by saying, "The longer we wait, the more He can do." That comment went with Jacob into the writing room, and this song began to take shape. The reality is that many of us think that in order for God to move, He must be reliant on our influence or gifting to make things happen. This framework is largely shaped by the fast-paced, performance-obsessed, and success-driven culture that we are surrounded by. The Bible, however, actually offers us a counter-narrative. Again and again, Scripture invites us to wait patiently on the Lord. We must become aware of the seductive nature of the world around us and its demand for us to run faster than what is healthy for our soul or what God has asked of us. For instance, despite access to social media, we seem to be more lonely, not less. Instead of having more time because of technology, we are more stressed than ever. We've never had more Bible study tools available at our fingertips, yet we are finding it harder to find time to sit with Jesus in Scripture. Even pastors and church leaders have some of the highest rates of stress and burnout. There must be a better way. I wonder if this is what Jesus had in mind when he said in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy, and I will give you rest." Perhaps what we need is not more of something, but less. Maybe instead of more striving, we need more surrender. Maybe instead of learning to do more, we need to relearn what it means to first just be with Him. Maybe we, as His church, need to learn to wait on Him again. The prophet Isaiah says, "They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So how do we respond? What do we do? Maybe the answer is less about our response and more about our posture. Maybe this is less about what we do and more about how we come before Him. Remember, friends, He is strong when we are weak. He is faithful when we are faithless. He is at work when we wait. So let us wait on Him.